我们现在回到眺望我们的恩赐啊，昨天所讲的。我们再来复习第四点啊，如何把火眺望起来？这
，outside
D D。
Oh, so now we're going to go to the point 3D. How do we fan up the flame, and how do we fan up the flame of the gift?
那第一个就是要除去灰烬啊。
And first is to get rid of the ashes.
啊，把我们心中的垃圾倒出来。
To empty our junk.
所以家里是不是有垃圾？我们心中是不是有垃圾？要倒出来。
So we need to empty up our junk in our heart.
啊，那让更多的空气啊进来。
To allow more oxygen to go in.
啊，当然这样子的话，自然啊，就火就会很热。
So naturally, the fire will become.
让空气进来是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean to allow the oxygen to go in?
就是让神的话进到我们的内心。
Is to allow God's word to enter our hearts.
那当然，我们大部分的人啊，都要读圣经的习惯。你们大概早上都要读圣经呢。
So most of us have the habit of reading the Bible.
啊，但是有时候读圣经啊，有些时候你读了，好像没有什么感动。
But sometimes when we read the Bible, we do not have this movement.
那没有什么感动的话，那时候不会产生什么动力，你这个火是不会上来的。
So sometimes our fire are not stirred up.
所以读圣经啊，就是慢慢读啊，你不用读太多也没关系。
So reading the Bible, it doesn't matter how much you read.
读圣经就是要让神的灵啊，借着这个话啊，借着这种文字啊，让它进到我们生命里头。
Reading the Bible is to allow God's word to enter our hearts.
我们看路加福音的二十四章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 24.
路加福音的二十四章三十二节。
Luke 24, verse
三十二
32.
路加福音二十四章三十二节
，Luke 24:32。
他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们心岂不是火热的吗？啊，看主耶稣亲自讲解圣经给他们听，他们心就火热，不然他们本来是很失望的，已经要回家了。
So, in the heart of the disciples, they were growing cold, but.When Jesus was explaining the gospel to them, their heart was stirred up.
啊，所以当我们读神的话哈，就要慢慢读，要还要在默想神的话，在思想神的话。
So we need to meditate on the words of God.
啊，让圣灵来带领。
To allow the Spirit to move us.
啊，所以读圣经也是要靠祷告啊，然后圣灵带领我们啊，进入真理。
So reading the Bible is also relying on prayer to allow God to lead us into the truth.
啊，这个我们中文呢翻译成为明白真理啊，让我们明白。但是呢，这一进入啊，进入真理，你就进入到神的话里头，那就不一样了。
So to enter the God's word and to enter the truth, it will feel very different.
好像一个团体啊，我们参加一个团契啊，比如说这个团契。你进入这个团契啊，你虽然在团契里头的成员，啊，但是你没有进入团契的话，你还是不会享受团契的乐趣啊、喜乐啊。
So even though you are in a fellowship, you may not be able to immerse yourself in the fellowship and feel the joy in the fellowship.
你还是对这个团契好像觉得很陌生，好像你不是属于这边的人。
You may still feel very foreign that you do not belong here.
那但是你要是在里头的话啊，就是不一样啊。在里头的话，你就很乐趣啊，你就很高兴啊，跟大家一起有说有笑的，大家一起分享。
But if you're fully immersed into the fellowship, then you will feel very joyful.
所以你会发现呢，有的人哈，在团契的时候，在查经团契还是查经聚会，好像很冷漠，真的很冷漠，这个很危险啊，很冷漠。
So sometimes it's very dangerous that when we're in the fellowship, when we study the Bible together, you still feel very cold.
你看我们的查经啊，都还在很冷漠，这样 Bible study 啊，好像大家都不知道怎么那个感觉，说没有一种喜乐的感觉。
And when we study the Bible, if we do not feel the joy, it may be very dangerous.
那时候我们一定要让神的话这样活起来，你要让神的话在我们内心啊产生一种动力啊，你这个觉得很喜乐，觉得这个神的话真的是不一样。
We need to let God's word stir up our hearts.
啊，所以我们带领的人啊，就是要怎么样祷告的，这个求神的话亲自啊在当中运行。
So we pray to God so that His word may dwell among us.
让大家都能够进入真理啊，不是在真理的外围啊，不是当局外人。
And move us into the truth.
哦，所以我们要进入在里头哈，能够享受 enjoy the Bible study.
We need to enter the truth to enjoy the Bible study.
啊，请问大家，你这个 Bible study 有没有每次都很享受啊，很 enjoy 有 enjoy 的举手有没有
？Do you enjoy the Bible study?
好。有的没有啊，所以你真的很 enjoy 这 Bible study 啊。
You need to really enjoy this.
你不能 enjoy 的话，你去掉那么时间了，真的哈，你们时间很宝贵的。
Otherwise, you're wasting time.
啊，所以你要去掉这时间，叫祷告求神啊，神啊，让我这次去有收获啊。
We need to pray to God so that we will gain something from.
那这样的话，你就会有动力，就会受感动。
And this, you will be moved.
好，那再来就是有神的灵啊。
Next, it's the Spirit of God.
那神的灵就是多祷告啊。
The Spirit of God refers to
祷告到你的内心哦，所以有些时候我说，我觉得，在传道书嘛，不是有一句话说，神哦将这个永生啊放在我们的内心，永生放在我们的内心。
So in Ecclesiastes, God put the truth of eternal life in our heart.
好，那这个永生放在我们内心呢，就是让我们知道，这个圣灵哈，也是在我们内心，让我们知道这个永生，我们已经有永生的。
So this is to allow us to know that we will have eternal life.
那这个是很荣耀的事情啊。
This is a very glorious thing.
啊，你假如是你看，假如啊，主耶稣来的话哈，主耶稣要的人啊，得救的人就站在这一边啊，站在这边。啊，要下地狱的人啊，不能得救的人啊，就站在另外一边。啊，就是那时候是不知道啊，已经在灵里啊。假如用我们现在用。我们叫 physical mind 来想的话，你看哇，我看到你们能够得救，那我这个信了一辈子哈，你看我也参加 NYTS， 我也参加什么活动啊，不能够得救啊，站在另外一边，你会不会觉得很羞耻啊
？So, when the Lord Jesus comes, we will be separated from left to right, and some will enter the heavenly kingdom, and the other one.Will not. Will we feel shameful if we're unable to enter?
那所以我们有神的灵在我们内心是很荣耀，是要很高兴、很喜乐的。
So we need to be very joyful when we have the Spirit of God with us.
你看，假设你们要参加一个certificate 还是 certified 的考试啊，比如说 engineer 也要 certified 啊。我以前做生意，做这个networking 啊，也要考试啊。也要有个 certified license 啊，通过了，哇，很高兴啊！我去考试啊，那个 machine test 啊，有一科我考第二次才通过啊，全部通过了，很高兴呀，何瑞。
So when we pass the certification exam, we will feel very joyful.
啊，所以我们现在有这个 license， 有这个 certificate， 就圣灵好像是 certificate 一样，何瑞很高兴啊。跳起来
Don't have the Holy Spirit, it's like a certificate.
所以你不要看你的同学啊，开什么宝什么 Porsche 车子啊，开什么那个什么说 Lexus 很好的车子，不用羡慕他，我们比他们更好。何瑞，我们有圣灵。
We do not need to envy others that they drive a very fancy car, We should be very joyful that we have the Holy Spirit.
所以就把你的心这样热起来，就哎呀，感谢主，感谢主，经常的感谢主。
Yeah, the Holy Spirit will stir up our hearts.
好，那再来有神的爱啊。
Next is the love of God.
啊，当然神的爱就是透过圣灵来浇灌给我们。
So the love of God will pour upon us through the Holy Spirit.
那看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章十三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13.
第五章十三节，来看十四节就好，十四节。
Verse 14，
原来基督的爱啊，激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就多死了啊。好，那么这里说我们要为主而活了啊。基督的爱激励我们。
For the Christ's love compels us。
哦，你看到这个 compels 这个 compels 是要好像逼我们要转向哪个方向啊？
So compelling us, it's like forcing us to.
好像是 drive 这条车 ，drive you。好像你去看病的时候，医生会问你说：“你是怎么来看病的？”他会问你说 ：“What drive you to come here？” 哈，怎么样？事情啊，什么事情把你开到这边来，把你 drive to here？
So the love is like a driving force.
所以神的爱啊，会带动我们来追求一个方向。
This love will drive us to a certain direction.
好像你感受到你父母亲的爱的时候，你自然就会爱你的父母亲呢。
When we feel the love of our parents, we'll naturally love them.
有空的话帮父母亲做事情啊。
We will help them.
这时候帮他们洗碗啊，清厨房啊。
Such as cleaning the tables, cleaning the dishes.
能够帮父母亲做点事情。
We will help our parents.
那一样的，我们假设对神的爱有体认的话，那我们也会为神做事情。
So when we feel the love of Christ, we will naturally do work for God.
那我说了，做事情当大家都已经在做了，很多人当负责人了。你们现在很多人已经当负责人。
So here we already have many holy workers here.
我们教会在做事情跟上班做事情是不一样的。
It is different when we do holy work here and versus just work.
做事情啊，当然你可以不用放感情啊。
When you go to work, you don't have to put in your emotions.
你就是把事情做好，这个 project 做完了就结束了。
After you finish your project, you're done.
每天上下班领薪水。
You go to work and you get off, you get paid.
可是做神的工不一样。
But doing God's work is different.
做神的工就是有些时候你 要多走一路啊，你要 go one extra mile.
When you do God's work, you need to go an extra mile.
比如说你在排这个领事的话。
When you're assigned to lead hymns.
那你就就要考虑这个哪些人适合领事啊？你要训练他们，你要训练他们怎么领事啊
？When you're assigning others to lead hymns, you need to see who's suitable and you need to train them.
你要训练他们领事以前，你就是要跟传道讲的题目要配合啊。你领事的目的是要带领大家今天进入这个崇拜的心。
And when you lead hymns, you need to guide the congregation towards the service.
有一次我到一个教会，那有个弟兄在领诗。
Once I went to a church and this brother is leading hymns.
他唱哪一首呢
？Which hymn did he?
他唱这个我们要安立执事哈，长子有什么安立典礼的那个诗啊？我不知道是哪一首，说安立ordain minister。专门唱那一首诗，说他唱那一首，我说也不是，也没有人家偶殿啊，怎么要唱这首诗
？So this brother was leading a hymns about ordaining ministers, and it's kind of strange because there's no ordain.
这是不 proper.
It doesn't. It's not proper. It's not suitable for the situation.
我想他一定是这样，要翻第几首，随便翻了300首啊。三百一十二首啊！ 就
So you probably just flip through this one.
这个叫没有心啊。
And that's not putting your heart into it.
啊，所以我们做什么事情，做圣工是要有心，你要放在 emotion， 你要 emotion， 还要有心，有 heart， 有 heart。
You need when you do holy work, you need to put your whole heart into it.
所以第一个，你要自己很 enjoy 这个工作。
First, you need to enjoy what you do.
啊，像我们当传道，我们很 enjoy 啊。
When we are pastors, we enjoy being a pastor.
你不 enjoy 的话，做得很辛苦啊。
If you don't enjoy, 做不久的。It's very difficult. You won't be able to stay long.
那你就是当老师的话，你只要当学校老师，你也是要很 enjoy 啊。
When you're being a teacher, you also need to enjoy what you're doing.
啊，所以我们有神的爱来催逼的话，我们自然就会热爱那个工作。
So when we have the God's love compelling us, we will be moved to do our work.
啊，那现在火已经眺望起来了。
So now the fire is already stirred up.
那我们要怎么办呢？
What do we do after?
啊，所以保罗接着哈，接着啊，提摩太后书的第一章第六节就谈到服事的心态。
So in 2 Timothy, Paul talked about the heart of servitude.
好，那我们看提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章的第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
提摩太后书第一章第七节。
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。这边保罗他提到，那我们火起来的话要怎么办呢？要刚强第一个要刚强。
So after you're stirred up, you will need to be strong.
Be strong, 对啊，好像我们 brother brother.Be strong, 对不对 ？Muscle 、哦、你们要 be strong 啊，因为姐妹就是要你 strong 啊，才要嫁给你啊。
Be strong
啊，她要履行义务啊，她啊 ，she put her life on you, right？ 啊，所以 you must be trustworthy 啊，所以你要muscle 啊 ，protect your wife 啊，哦，所以 brother 你要 muscle， be strong 啊。所以我们这个 be strong 啊，不是说 be strong in flesh 啊 ，be strong in flesh， 你要 be strong in flesh 的话，就要变成 be strong in fighting， 不是啊。
So, here talking about being strong is not about talking about being strong in the flesh. Otherwise, you're talking about fighting each other.
所以保罗一定不是告诉我们这个意思嘛，对不对？
So Paul is not talking about being strong in the flesh.
所以有时候你读神的话，你就说，哎，那比双要刚强，在什么事上刚强？那一定不是在血气上刚强嘛。
So being strong is not about being strong in the flesh.
啊，一定是在属灵的事上刚强。
It's about being strong in the spirit.
啊，那我们看第二章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 2.
在什么事上刚强啊
？Chapter 2, verse 1.
提摩太后书第二章第一节。
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 1.
啊，大家一起念。
Let's read it all together.
来，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。啊，所以什么呢？啊 ，be strong in the grace of God.
Be strong in the grace of God.
啊，那我们来看看什么是 grace of the Christ Jesus.
So, what does it mean to be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus?
当然我们说啊，神啊，你给我很多恩典啊，让我找到工作啊，这个是主的恩典。
So we thank God for what God has blessed us.
啊，主让我的薪水啊，能够六位数字啊，六位数字的。
We thank God that we have really high salary, six digits.
啊，主让我找到工作，离家近啊，事情也少啊，薪水也多。
We thank God that we can work near our house.
不是做 near house 啊，这个 high pay 哈、啊、
，high pay，
还有 near my house，close to my house， 对不对？是不是啊？大家是不是求这样子的？啊，这是主的恩典啊
，and this is the blessing of God。
那主的恩典是不是这个啊？ 主的恩典就是这个的话，那我们很可怜，最世界上最可怜的就是这种人。
If this is the only blessing of God, then we're very pitiful.
那你只在把盼望放到今生，那很可怜。
Because you put your hope in the present.
当然不是这个哈。
So this is not it.
啊，那是哪一个呢？
So what is it?
我们看以弗所书。
Let's look at Ephesians.
第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章第三节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3
第三节愿颂赞归于我们主主基督的父神他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气那底下就到十四节就在谈这个属灵的福气
in verse 14 also talk aboutThe blessing of the spirit.
Spiritual blessing.
Spiritual blessing.
好，那你看哦，这个是在属灵福气，不是属肉体的福气。
So this is the blessing of the flesh, but the spiritual blessing.
那属灵的福气跟属肉体的福气有什么不一样
？So what is the difference between them?
你要哪一个？你要属灵的福气还是属肉体的福气
？Do you want spiritual blessing or blessing of the flesh.
两个都有，对呀，两个都要。
Of course, you want both.
以前问过小朋友哈，这个E2的学生，他们比较可爱，说两个都要哦。
When I asked the little kids, they told me that they want both.
但是只要是不能够两个都要的话，你要怎么办呢
？So what happened if you can't get both?
只能够选一个。
You can only choose one.
那属灵的福气啊，是。在天上的
，so spiritual blessing is from heaven.
所以没有人能够抢走的
It cannot be taken away.
而且呢，这是各样啊，属灵的福气各样。所以神赏赐给我们这一些啊，就是让我们第一个能够应付我们世界上各种的挑战。
So spiritual blessing will allow us to face all the challenges of this world.
这个。药哈，这个医学哈，我们里头有没有学这个 medical 的啊 ？medicine
Do we have anyone that studies?
啊 ，Joyce 是学药的啦。Joyce 有没有一种药哈，它能够医百种病？哎，对，什么病都能够医啊，头痛、肚子痛，这个药哈
，every sickness
能够医你的头痛、肚子痛啊，手痛
，cure everything
有没有办法？没有办法。哎，你告诉你的病人啊，这个有办法，属灵跟那福气啊，这个有办法能够医治各样的疾病。
So you should tell your patients that, the spiritual blessings can cure all disease.
啊，就这样应付各种挑战。
You can face all challenges.
好，那底下就是谈到哈，我们看，来看第六节哈。
Let's look at verse 6.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这个恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。你看，这个是在爱子所赐给我们的哈，这第七节。那这个爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典啊，很丰富恩典赐给我们。
So his blessing is very abundant.
大家有没有 credit card 有没有 credit card 应该有了有 credit card 没有 credit card 的举手我没有你还没有 credit card
anyone have credit cards
两个哎呀很怪呀、啊、on the way
no credit cards
、是不是为什么没有 credit card 哦、oh, ok ok
no credit cards
那 credit card 的话有没有欠债还是说你每个月都还清每个月都还清了举手
Do you pay your monthly payments?
啊，有欠债举手有欠的、啊、
Any debts?
都不敢欠、欸、啊，有没有买房子啊
Any mortgages?
啊，你要开始付 mortgage 请举手
Anyone need to pay mortgage?
啊，要付 rent 的举手要付 rent
Need to pay rent
好，那万一有一天、啊、老板说什么都不用付了 Rent mortgage 都不用付
One day your boss tell you to, you don't have to pay anything.
Hooray! 对对，一定很高兴，跳起来 Hooray! 所以你看，我们过犯，过犯就是一种债嘛。这个你这犯罪是一种债。
So our sins are like a debt.
아, 전 세계 되는 뭐 채债.
So all human beings of this world.
와, 这个 债 能够 免除的话， 哇， 何瑞很高兴的。
If we can get rid of this debt, then we should be very joyful.
所以我们很多事情， 你要想想， 就很多事情 让我们很高兴的， 让我们很 joyful。 所以要感谢神啊。
So we need to thank God for giving us this blessing. And this is the grace of God.
主的恩典是来保护我们。
So God's grace is to protect us.
保护我们的心思意念。
To protect our hearts and mind.
那保护我们的心思意念的话， 会有什么结果啊？
So what is the result when God protects our thoughts?
至少你不赚的话不会赔嘛，保护你的心思意念，你不会贪，不会贪的话你就不会被骗，很多人受骗就是因为贪小便宜，受骗了。So
when God protects your thoughts, you will not be greedy, and when you're not greedy, you will not be mistreated.
现在不是很多的 con artist 有没有骗子啊，电话诈骗啊。A
lot of different scams.
啊，透过电话来骗你钱啊，你不贪的话，这个神保守我们心的话，我们就不会受骗。So
when God protect our hearts, will not be greedy and will not be scammed.
你也不会骗自己啊，不是别人骗你，你骗自己啊。And
you will not lie to yourself.
比如说你在买股票，我现在买股票，我买了以后几年都能够赚大钱。When
you buy stocks, you thought that in the future you'll make a lot of money.
那是你骗自己啊。But
you're probably lying to yourself.
谁告诉你说三年以后能够赚大钱啊？
Who told you that in 3 years you'll make a lot of money?
谁告诉你？ 你告诉你自己嘛，对啊，你骗自己啊。You
told yourself.
圣经也没有告诉你啊，主耶稣也没有告诉你啊。The
Bible didn't tell you.
所以这些贪就是自己骗自己。So
greed is lying to yourself.
啊，有时候我们在选对象，你现在有的人还没有结婚嘛，还没有结婚的请举手。Who
has not married?
那你要注意听哦，还没有结婚的。Need
to pay attention.
也是不要被骗啊，说哇，这个美貌啊，很漂亮啊，长发的，长发是好了，但是不要被这个外在美貌所骗。So
do not just look at the outer appearance.
因为很多事情要评估啊，不是只有一项啊，很多事情你要考虑的。
There are many other criteria.
要考虑他的信仰啊，考虑他的品格啊。You
need to value their faith, their
characters. 有时候你就骗自己说，哇，这个好啊，这个好啊，这个就是我的dream, it's my dream style, 这个 person 啊。
You lie to yourself that this is your
dream.
哇，你就人家告诉你，人家劝告你，你就听不进去。 And you will not be able to listen to others.
一样有些时候你要投资哪些事情，有人劝告你也听不进去。And
when you want to invest in something, when you're too blinded by it, you will not listen to others' opinions.
因为你在欺骗自己啊，那时候你在骗自己的。Because
you're lying to yourself.
所以我们为什么要坚强呢？
So why do we need to be strong?
因为我们有神的恩典。Because
we have the grace of God.
我们又有主所赐的全副军装。
Because we have the spiritual armor of God.
我们来看以弗所书第六章。Let's
look at Ephesians chapter 6.
第六章的第十节。
Chapter 6 verse 10.
我还要末了的话，你们要靠主依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人啊，是第十一节。要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能够抵挡魔鬼的诡计啊。那魔鬼诡计有时候是透过这些人来骗我们的。So
the devil's schemes are may come to us in a human.
啊，有些时候是靠是。 是借着你自己在骗自己。So
sometimes it's also you lying to yourself.
比如说对这个异性的态度，your
attitude towards the opposite sex.
你 hold 这个异性的，比如说弟兄 brother， 你 hold sister 的 hand， 有没有犯罪？没有犯罪，是不是
？So do you sin when you hold a sister's hand？
可不可以
？Do you sin？
啊，有时候你在骗自己嘛，说啊 ，it's not big deal， 这个这只是 hold hand 这样，传到你这么大惊小怪。
So you
only hold hands， 对。
It's only holding hands。
你有时候会骗自己，叫做啊 ，it's not a big deal。
And you lie to yourself. It's not a big deal.
你要想想，当时参孙哈，参孙他只是 talk talk， 跟那个大力的啊，就是 talk talk 哈，对不对
？So coffee,
我们去 coffee shop coffee， 啊，什么 Starbucks coffee shop， 嗯，去 talk talk。
Samson was only talking to Delilah, like going to a coffee shop. You just talk to.
啊 ，mom, it's not a big deal. 我只是跟他去。Coffee shop and talk talk.
It's not a big deal. I'm just talking to her in the coffee shop.
好，你看参孙怎么样？就慢慢一直走下去呀，一直陷下去呀。
And Samson ended up going deeper and deeper.
啊，到后来啊，到后来啊，说要结婚了。
And later on, he wanted to get married.
啊，父母亲都很高兴了，说啊，要结婚了，就跟教会说啊，要我的。儿子，我的女儿要结婚的。
Oh, you want to get married, and your parents are very happy.
啊，可是你要填表格啊，你要填那个申请表格 application form.
You need to apply. Need to write down this application form.
好，你不敢填呐。
You dare not to.
你不敢填，因为其中有一项啊，你可以在里面你圣洁嘛，你 pure， 你要说你 pure。对对，才能够在教会结婚呢。
So when you get married in the church, you need to be pure.
那不是很可惜吗？是吧？所以我们一定要靠着刚要带全部金装，才能够抵挡魔鬼诡计，也不要被自己欺骗。
So we need to put on the armor of God that we will not be defeated by the schemes of the devil.
你假设不能够在教会结婚的话
，So if you're unable to marry in the church，
好，那以后你生孩子
，Later on when you have children，
你孩子哈很热心
，Your children are very fervent，
啊，他们看照片
，When they look at the your pictures，
他问你说，哎，爹地，这个你结婚地点好像不在教会嘛，哇，那么漂亮。啊，有了什么东西？这个花园，我们教会这个好像不是教会吧？这是哪一间教会的
？So when they will ask you where did you get married? This place is it looks very pretty.
请问你怎么回答
？How do you answer?
你怎么答？对不对？请问你怎么回答你的孩子？你孩子问你的话，你怎么回答？所以我们一定要保守圣洁。
So we have to keep ourselves pure.
为着你的子孙，为着你的孩子。
For your future children.
为着你的父母亲。
For your parents.
为着弟兄姐妹。
For brothers and sisters.
为着主耶稣。
For Jesus.
所以我们在神的恩典上，你要想想神的恩典是如此的浩大。
So we need to think about how great the God's grace to us.
好，那第二个哈，那在我们日常生活呢，也是要刚强起来啊。在我们的生活上
，in our daily life, we also need to be strengthened.
很多人都有被霸凌的经验。
Many of us have this experience of being taken advantage of. Bullied.
那 bully 也是很不好的一个经验啊。
And this is not a very good experience.
所以我们一定要靠着刚强啊。
So we need to rely on God and to be strong.
有个姐妹啊，有个姐妹在这个在阿根廷啊，有个姐妹，她们是开这个超级市场。
So there's a sister who is opening a supermarket in Argentina.
难道阿根廷经常有抢劫的事情啊？
There's a lot of robberies in Argentina.
那传道者告诉他们说，有人抢的话，我们第一个钱给他，第二个跪下祷告。
So, the preacher told them that when you are being robbed, first give them the money, second kneel down and pray.
好，那有一天啊，这个三四个歹徒啊，进去持枪啊，进去要抢劫。
So one time there's four or five robbers carrying the guns.
他就告诉大家要趴在地上啊，不能看他。
So she lay to the ground. Do not look at the.
不是啊，这个歹徒 order 大家要。
The robber ordered everyone to face down.
好，那这个姐妹听不懂西文啊。
But the sister does not understand.
她跪下祷告啊。
So.She kneeled down and prayed.
灵言祷告，哈利路亚，一直祷告。
So she prayed in tongues.
那大概祷告十几分钟以后
，After about like ten some minutes of prayer,
她发觉这个一片宁静啊，很安静。
Suddenly it turns very quiet.
她很害怕，是不是有人被杀了？这个不啊，但是我没有听到枪声。
She didn't hear anything, so she's afraid that if anyone got killed.
哇，她都要睁眼睛看呐。
So she opened up her eyes.
啊！歹徒跑了。
The robbers run away.
啊，钱也没有损失。
She didn't lose any money.
哎，很奇妙，歹徒跑了三四个人呢。
There are three or four robbers, but they all run away.
那歹徒为什么要跑啊
？Why did the robbers?
因为他大声祷告哈利路亚，他歹徒住在以为他这神经有问题啊！这个你看，从来没有听过这种祷告的样子。
So the robbers have never seen this kind of prayer.
神的保护啊
，God protected her.
所以啊，假如有人啊要啊，还是说我们以后有孩子啊，你要霸凌的话，你要告诉孩子说，你就跪下祷告。
So in the future, if you're being a bully, you just not kneel down and pray.
你就不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
神的保护我们。
God will protect us.
所以要刚强。
We need to be strong.
好，我们来看希伯来书十三章第六节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们一起念哈。
Let's read it together.
One, two, three, go.
So we stand with God.The Lord is my helper; I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?
哎，这边说要放胆啊！大家没有放胆啊？怎么念那么小声啊？你要放胆，念大声啊！再一次哈。
So read louder. Have confidence.
Yeah, one, two, three, go.
So easy. The Lord will not be afraid.
哎，主是帮助我的。我必不惧怕啊！不用怕那些不理的那些欺负人，人能够把我怎么样
？The Lord is my shepherd, I will not be afraid. What can men do to me?
这个保罗他说，我们要有刚强的心呐、啊。
We need to have this heart of boldness.
啊，那么第二个哈、啊，有仁爱的心。
Second is to have the heart of love.
仁爱就是圣灵哈、啊、的果子之一啊。
So.Kindness is a spirit of the the fruit is a fruit of the spirit.
那没有爱心的服事啊，一切都归空。
Without love, all the servitude is empty.
啊，请看哥林多前书十三章。
Let's look at First Corinthians chapter 13.
十三章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1.
到第三节。
To verse 3.
十三章的第一节到第三节，好，请你念一遍。
First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1. If I speak in tongues of men of angels, but have not love, I have only resounding gong and clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.If I give all possesses to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing.
好，所以没有爱心的话，服事就归空。
So without love, all the servitude is emptiness.
所以我们在服事哈，在教会里头服事，也是要考虑到人的因素，不是说事情把事情办好。事情就是因为人哈，就是要服事人才有事情啊。
So holy work at church is serving the people. We need to consider the people as well.
哦，是要服事人啊，要服事人才去煮饭啊，要给大家吃，所以才去煮饭啊，所以才有事情做。
Serving the people like you cook for the people.
那所以我们就是要服事，让大家坚强起来啊，才要讲道啊，鼓励大家啊，勉励大家才需要讲道。
So giving a sermon is also for the people.
所以人啊是最重要的。
So, the people here are the most
important. 事情啊，事情不是很重要啊。
The work is not the most important.
事情不是很重要。
The work itself.
所以现在这个年轻人啊，你们啊很会办事情。
Youth nowadays are very good at taking care of things.
哦，你们这个电脑很厉害，这个 PowerPoint 或这个 presentation 啊都很厉害的。
You're very good at computers, PowerPoint presentation.
能够把事情做得很好是一流的啊。
But to be able to do the things well, you guys are very good at it.
但是假设没有爱的话。
But without love,
你把这个事情看作好像在公司的这个 presentation 一样，那
you will look at holy work like a presentation has no meaning.
所以我们就是要先学会啊爱自己。因为圣经说，我们爱邻舍如同爱自己。你要先学会爱自己呀。
So first, you need to learn to love yourself.
啊，举个例子哈。
For example,
比如说昨天很冷哈，这个外面很冷，早上尤其是早上很冷啊。
Yesterday was really cold.
好，那我就出去，那我就穿这个短袖出去啊，穿短袖的。
I went outside with short sleeves on. It's very cold. It's freezing.
好，我都不要照顾自己嘛，是吧
I didn't take care of myself.
好，那就是有位弟兄，还是说，这个小孩子还是老年人啊，啊，他穿的很少，很冷啊，但是他穿的很少。
So when a little children or older men is wearing a very little when they go outside in this cold weather.
你想，我会不会把我的外套脱起来放在他身上
？Why take off my jacket and put it on this person?
会不会？不会呀、啊，因为我觉得不需要啊。
Why take it off?
不会冷嘛？你看，像我这样子穿短袖的，哪里会冷啊
？I went outside with a short sleeves on. I'm not even cold.
其实他已经在流鼻涕了。
But the person, this person,
但是他都不要照顾自己，他怎么会照顾别人
？So this person, if he doesn't know how to take care of himself, how can he take care of others?
你自己不饿，你自己肚子不饿，不会饿。
If you don't feel hungry,
你怎么会想说，哎，你饿不饿了？来，我们去吃饭，因为我也饿了。你会饿，你才说啊，那我们一起吃饭啊，那我要照顾你，对，因为你也会饿啊，我都会饿，你也会饿。
So if you feel hungry, you will be considerate of others that he or she might also feel hungry, and you will take them to eat.
啊，你自己不觉得肚子饿，你怎么会说，哎呀，我们去吃，还是我来煮东西给你吃
？So if yourself does not feel hungry, why would you take others to eat or even cook for this person?
所以哈，你们在外面哈，自己租房子，要先学会照顾自己。
So, when you go outside and rent a house, you need to take care of yourself.
照顾自己就是把你的环境弄好，把这个被子早上起来就把被子弄好，不要乱七八糟的。
Keep your house clean.
早上起来大家你们把被子弄好啊。
Do you guys 每天早上起来有没有 organized?
还是一团啊
？Or is it all everything everywhere?
Mess up 哈、
啊、？Messed up.
你的那个 sheet 还是一团哎。
Your
所以每天早上你要自己会整理，这样子整理，你才会帮忙妈妈嘛，对不对？不然你这样一团，妈妈说啊，把那个弄好，你说不必啦，不用的，妈不用的，你看我都这样随便呢，
so、
怎么去帮助妈？你的母亲父母亲
？So if your stuff is flying all over the place and your stuff is all crumbled together, how would you help your parents? Help them be organized.
所以要学会照顾自己呀、啊。
So first, you need to take care of yourself.
啊，您才会学会照顾怎么照顾别人，用一样态度去照顾别人。
Then you will be able to use the same way to take care of others.
所以我们对人要热诚，要关心。
So we need to have compassion on others.
啊，看到弟兄姐妹要打招呼啊。
We need to say hello to our brothers and sisters.
啊，不要看了，哎，好像路边的人啊。
Don't 啊，
没有什么感觉。
Look at them like a stranger.
属灵的人啊，这个灵里的交通啊，会有感觉的，会感动，会很高兴的。
When you're in the spirit, you will feel joyful.
有一次我碰到一个在车上啊，在坐车啊，有个姐妹呢，后来她才上来的哈。我们先坐在车内啊，后来她就问。
So this, there's a sister that joined us after we are already driving.
那她上的时候，
So after she got on,
很冷漠。
She was very cold.
很让你感觉这个姐妹怎么非常冷漠。
She's very quiet and yeah.
我们。打招呼也没有打招呼，他也不理啊，这很冷漠，就是好像是木头一样。
She didn't greet us, and she just very cold and just sitting there like a stone.
那经过一些时候以后
，After a while，
我才知道啊，这位姐妹已经犯了奸淫。
And we know this sister committed adultery.
啊，难怪。那时候我的感觉说灵怎么不会相通，那时候我就很纳闷，但是呢我不敢问啊，不敢问说，但是后来我说哎，原来灵不一样啊，你就是没有那种感动，没有感觉，就不会火热。
So, later on we know, that, if our spirits are not, connected, then we'll not be, stirred up.
那我们不是那种人啊，
we're not,
所以我们要火热，我们对人也很热诚啊。
So we need to have this, we need to be friendly to others.
好，那第三个要谨守的心啊，谨守。
And the third point is to have self-control.
那这个 self-discipline.
Self-discipline.
那有的这个有的圣经说要 watch and be sober， 就是说要谨守的话。有的地方就翻译成为哈，这个 watch and be sober。
So here it says, watch and be sober。
因为我们热心的话，热心也要谨守啊，不然的话太过热心也是不好吧。
So when we're fervent, we also need to watch and be。
那就是要节制。
So this is talking about self-control。
所以当大家都在很高兴，都这样笑，这样非常喜乐的时候哈，但是呢也要谨守。
So even though we may have, we're very happy and we enjoy our each other's company, we also need to have self-control.
所以我们要端庄啊，这个 sober 也有些说是翻译成了端庄。
So sober
啊，这个就不用讲了，就是说，那我们要端庄的意思哈，就是说啊，你这个中文意思说我们去参加那个 funeral service 时候哈，我们就很端庄，我们就不管随便笑，你就不能够随便笑。
So we when we go to funeral service, we also need to be very aware of our surroundings.
啊，你就不会随便很大声笑啊。
We will not laugh.
那时候你的行为就很谨慎啊，你的行为就很谨慎，好像大家都哇，这个很拘谨，就哎不管随便讲话，恐怕得罪。伤了对方的心啊，所以你就很正经。
We will be careful and watch our words.
哇，这个啊，就是，我们就会很小心了。
And we will be very careful.
所以我们热心的时候也要很小心。
So when we are, even though we may be very fervent, we also need to be careful.
啊，所以圣经说，诸事都要节制。
So in all things, we need to have self-control.
所以保罗他说他很癫狂，但是他也很谨守，他也很小心。
Even though Paul called himself very insane, but he is also very watchful.
所以我们做什么事都是要三思而后行啊，想想再做。
Everything, we do, we need to think about it.
好，那么我们要想做圣工的人哈，要发起热心哈，但是多少都会碰上阻挡。
So those, when we are very zealous for God, we may encounter, many obstacles.
啊，会让人很灰心呢。
We may feel very disappointed.
啊，这个时候就是有人需要提醒，好像这个保罗提摩太啊，保罗提醒提摩太。
So in these situations, we need others to remind us, such as Timothy and.
好，最后来看哈，最后我们来看希伯来书十二章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12.
来看这块结束啊，希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
十二章。十六节
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 12
十六节哈，来一起念
Let's read it together
1, 2, 3, go
Therefore strengthen your feeble arms and weakness
要把下垂的手发出来的腿再挺起来再刚强起来
We need to strengthen our feeble arms and weakness
所以有时候 会觉得很灰心但没关系的神的管教会让你很灰心灰心一会儿就好了
Even though God's discipline on us we may make us feel very discouraged
因为人都是 emotion 的动物嘛
Because we all have emotions
所以一下子我们就要恢复就要坚强起来
So after a while we will be strengthened up again
不要被那个负面的情绪打倒
Do not be struck down by the negative emotions.
好，我们再默祷。
Let's pray.